when you've got these blimps and you've got these dirigibles, you've got these balloons with big high-tech packages flying around, drifting around, and a lot of them have little propellers on the sides, or little boosters or thrusters. I don't know if this one does because we haven't gotten a shot of the top of it. But regardless, that could very easily be an EMP weapon package or a test package to test an EMP attack. And you can bet your bottom dollar China's got thousands of them lined up ready to launch and send over the North Pole right into the United States. They can detonate them over any targets they want. And with a couple dozen of these, you would guaranteed knock out everything above ground in the U.S. There are tens of thousands of satellites in orbit around the Earth, many of them secret. Elon Musk wants to put 50,000 in orbit. He's already put thousands. There's artificial rings forming around the Earth of space junk going back into the early 1960s. I'm an expert on this. I've studied it in depth, and I can tell you exactly what's going on with this Chinese balloon. And we've warned about this for many, many years, and this is extremely serious. Why would they be surveilling the missile sites in Montana and Wyoming with a balloon when the satellites are far better? That's not what a balloon like that is for. And I can tell you, if you look at the array and how large it is and the solar panels dangling from the bottom, that is a gigantic balloon. Now, studying plans by Alexander Haig in the 1980s that were proposed to Ronald Reagan and were declassified in the mid-90s, I knew all about these plans because they were public. They then got reclassified and all future discussion of it shut down. There are hundreds of U.S. government giant balloons at 100,000 feet and up that you've got to have a telescope to see in extremely clear skies. So the real revolution is not satellites, it's balloons and dirigibles, blimps, Hindenburgs. But they don't have hydrogen in them that's explosive. They have helium in them, and they're able to stay aloft for years. Then they land at nighttime at classified bases in Nevada and Arizona and in Texas. When I was 16 and first got my driver's license, I was driving on an overpass late at night in Dallas near the airbase, and one was crashing. Didn't have video cameras in your car then. I think my parents had one at home. Didn't have cell phones to tape it. And I remember seeing a giant blimp partially collapsed in the nighttime sky crashing into the Air Force base. That was kind of my first fascination with it. And then Alexander Haig in 1990 had a cable TV show on a military cable network he launched that had almost no viewers. But I started watching it, and most days it was just him up there for 30 minutes talking about this stuff. So when I know all this stuff, it's because I saw one crash in Dallas, this big giant blimp coming in slowly, half collapsed at a military base. Asked my dad what he thought it was, asked my uncle, and they said that was some type of secret surveillance blimp. Whatever it was gigantic. And then I remember like 10 years ago, oh, there's a huge spaceship over Salt Lake City. It's 2 football fields long. And folks zoomed in with telephoto lenses and it had propellers on it and giant solar panels all over it. So there's a whole revolution going on with this. And the Chinese are heavily involved, but I'm going to explain why this is so dangerous. Folks are saying, and the senators are saying, and the CIA is saying, that, oh my gosh, it's surveilling the launch silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is not what the blimp, that is not what the balloon is doing. Satellites can get crystal clear photos and videos. They had satellites in the 60s, the U.S. did, that you've seen the famous photos where they zoom in Manhattan with a clear photo shot on a clear day. And you can read the text of what a woman is reading laying on a blanket in a bikini in Central Park. And you can lay out a nickel or a penny and read the year date on it. Now, there's many different types of satellites and different types of orbits, but tell everybody you know, tune in right now, because at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on with this surveillance device, this balloon, and I'm going to explain why it's so serious. I'm not a physicist, but I study what the physicists say. And there is a magnetic field on the Earth that blocks out a lot of the solar radiation. You think you get a sunburn on a sunny day? People know when you get to the top of a 15,000-foot mountain, even 20 minutes out in the sun can bake you even worse because there's less particulate up high that's blocking the sun. You're getting direct sunlight. When you're up at 100,000 feet or more, the radiation is extremely toxic to humans, extremely dangerous. That's why airline pilots that fly at 35,000 feet for years have so many health problems, because you're getting the equivalent of chest x-rays every time you fly. That's why so many of the intercontinental flights now are at night. It's not so you can sleep while you're flying to London or Australia or wherever you're going. It's because the pilots know and the airlines know that you fly for 9 hours in daylight, it's the equivalent of dozens of chest x-rays. And there's different metrics and different numbers. It depends on how clear the skies are, because if you condense down 100,000 feet and how much water is in the first 30, 40,000 foot of that, it's equivalent of about 10 feet of water if you condense it together. That's a lot of shielding for radiation. There's about an inch of dust and dirt, basically rock as well, in the first 35,000 feet. So there's a dirt shield, a dust shield, but outside of that, there's a magnetic field of the Earth that bounces 99%, it's reported, of all the other different types of radiation coming from the sun and also deep space off the Earth. Or the Earth would be an unlivable dead rock. It's our atmosphere that allows the life to live in this very thin layer on the planet. If you look at it, most life is in the first 10,000 feet from sea level up and in the ocean. And so it's much thinner than the skin of an apple. If you think of the Earth as an apple, and you've got the magnetic core, and then you've got the mantle, and you've got the crust, it is far thinner comparatively than the skin of an apple. And life only lives in very small areas of the overall mass of the Earth. That said, again, it is the magnetic field that allows life to take place on this Earth and the rest of the atmosphere. Now, why am I laying that out? I said I get to the bottom of the hour because I got a bunch of other news to hit. In fact, I'm going to get to it in the last segment of the hour because it's so big. But I'm just giving you some background here for folks that don't understand or haven't researched this. It's fascinating. You've heard a lot about EMPs, electromagnetic pulse weapons. And if you detonate one at the right altitude over the United States, when you have the right atmospherics, it can completely knock out power in many areas and damage power across the entire continent. You cannot detonate an EMP in space. It'll bounce off the magnetic field. The perfect place to detonate one is 80 to 100,000 feet with a balloon. And that's the real danger here. And China has said they're at war with us, and they've developed powerful EMP weapons. Make no mistake, the United States has them. Now, you can send them up in a rocket and have them in space and have them go back into orbit and then back into the atmosphere and detonate. The problem is that there's a lot of problems with stabilizing or picking the right time. But if you've got a balloon with a bunch of sensors reporting to satellites, it can pick the proper atmospheric time to detonate the weapon. And a lot of stuff goes into that, and a lot of equations, but I've just read about it. I'm not, again, a physicist or an electrical engineer or all the rest of it, but it's a well-known field. So when you've got these blimps and you've got these dirigibles, you've got these balloons with big high-tech packages flying around, drifting around, and a lot of them have little propellers on the sides, little boosters or thrusters. I don't know if this one does because we haven't gotten a shot of the top of it. But regardless, that could very easily be an EMP weapon package or a test package to test an EMP attack. And you can bet your bottom dollar, China's got thousands of them lined up ready to launch and send over the North Pole right into the United States. They can detonate them over any targets they want. And with a couple dozen of these, you would guaranteed knock out everything above ground in the U.S.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
All right, in the last segment of the hour into the second hour, I'm going to do a detailed analysis of the Chinese weapon platform, and now Canada's reporting weapon platforms are above their country as well. The Pentagon knows exactly what these are. China has developed fleets of hundreds of these as their main attack on the U.S. They've talked about it for years. There's mainstream articles going back for years. Dry run balloons called top delivery platform for nuclear EMP attack. And we're talking about an extremely powerful EMP that is powered by an atomic or hydrogen bomb detonation. And it's very easy for them to launch these in northern China. Within a matter of days, they can then be strung out across the United States. And depending on the atmospherics, depending on how powerful the weapons are, just a couple of these would devastate the United States and blow out electrical lines and generators and just cause devastation that makes a winter storm look like a walk in the park. If they hit us with hundreds of these, or even a dozen or so, it's estimated, end of civilization as we know it in this area. Now, obviously, the United States has these weapons. The Russians have these weapons. But the fact that they have launched these Chinese balloons over the United States, and the fact that the Pentagon's saying they're surveilling our ICBM sites, but we can't shoot them down, is bull. They're afraid to shoot it down because it might detonate the nuclear EMP payload. So let me explain. China has a gun to our head, and we have to just consider the fact and just basically look at this as a weapon. It probably doesn't have an EMP nuke on board, but it's a test, and it's a gun to our head to let us know. Now, I'm speculating there from thousands of data points I have. And if you go back over the years, I've talked about balloons and dirigibles delivering EMP bombs for 20 years, and the media on national news, including Colbert, and all of them have attacked me, and CNN, that Jones is crazy and says the Chinese and others have weapon blimps and weapon balloons, when it's in the mainline military literature. And when I was 16 years old, I saw a damaged one, because anybody knows what a damaged blimp looks like, but it had a bunch of solar panels on top of it and a bunch of stuff hanging off of it, crashing at an Air Force base in Dallas when I was driving by it in the middle of the night, dropping a girlfriend off. So the point is, these things are all over the place. And routinely, the news will be, over New York, a giant UFO at 100,000 feet. Over Salt Lake City, you've seen the newscast. And then amateur astronomers get out with their big telescopes hooked up to a video camera, and they show that they're giant blimps at 80 to 100,000 feet. And in some cases, they even have, you know, U.S. Air Force on the side. So the Pentagon knows about this, and it was, again, local news reporters and others that started spotting it and seeing it. So you got to ask yourself, why is the United States overrun by the New World Order, allowing Chinese weapons platforms over us? I mean, look at it this way. If you walk out of a 7-Eleven and somebody walks up to you with what looks like a 357 Magnum or a Glock and says, give me your money, I'm going to blow your head off, that's an armed robbery. Whether or not there are 357 cartridges in there or 9mm cartridges in the gun, or whether it's a 12-gauge shotgun to your head, whether it's loaded or not, you believe it's loaded. Now, again, everybody's asking, well, why don't they use satellites to spy on the ICBM sites as the media and the government's telling us that's what they're doing? It's not a spy platform. You use satellites for that. But satellites cannot deliver an effective EMP weapon detonated in space because it bounces off the magnetic field. That's why the ionizing radiation and all the different forms of radiation coming in at the poles where the magnetic field is thinner causes the aurora borealis or the northern lights. And that's because you're actually seeing the different types of energy coming in and cooking in our atmosphere. So again, the weapons will bounce off the magnetic field. The perfect place, according to Pentagon estimates, to detonate a nuclear-powered EMP, you can power one off just to batteries, but it's not very powerful, is, you use a nuclear detonation to power it, is 80 to 100,000 feet. And there's a shot from the North Pole of the Aurora Borealis from space. And again, that is the amount of radiation pouring in, hitting the atmosphere, and interacting with it. So I'm going to talk about it at the end of the hour in detail. I've already given you a prelude to it, but this is a big deal with the Russia, Ukraine stuff out of control and China threatening to launch war against Taiwan, basically already taking over Hong Kong and all of the scrabbling and running around by our military. This is serious. There's the headline, Russia, China building super EMP bombs for blackout warfare. Sure, it's testing a dry run for an EMP attack. You can bet your bottom dollar. We know that's one of their main weapon programs. But is it loaded? Is it not loaded? We have to consider it's loaded. It is a weapon platform. It's pointed at us. Is it loaded? We don't know. But that's what that is. And that's what they're doing. And that's the reason it's doing an attack run over the United States from the North Pole, right down over Canada, right down over the United States. And that's why Canada reports more are coming. So it comes in over Montana. It goes through South Dakota. It goes through Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, right over North Carolina. And Canada reports another one is on the same track, coming right down over us.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen. What's going on, man?
I see.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
No.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me finish up with the threat continuum. And Russia can always skip ahead in this. The West can skip ahead. China could decide to do a total first strike and, you know, supposedly try to knock us out. But we've got submarines and all the rest of it, so they don't be able to stop retaliation. But this is how the experts believe that it would build in a regional war, particularly in Europe with Russia, into what we're now seeing. So we've gotten up to 25. We've gotten up to 20. No nuclear use threshold has now been passed into nuclear use. Now you see Zelensky and Putin saying maybe we'll use nukes. You see the West saying maybe nukes will be used. Local nuclear war, exemplary. Declaration of limited nuclear war. Local nuclear war, tactical nuclear weapons. Universal, provocative, and significant countermeasures. Evacuation, approximately 70% from the area. Central sanctuary threshold, 26. Demonstration attack on zone of interior. So now a strike where the West says, okay, you did this. Now we're going to hit your military base here. And if you counterstrike, we're going to up the ante. This is how it works. The generals are on the phones with each other. 27, exemplary attack on military. Number 28, exemplary attack against property. Exemplary attack on population. Complete evacuation, approximately 95%. Imagine that hysteria. Reciprocal reprisals. Central war threshold, 32. Formal declaration of general war. Slow motion counter property war. Slow motion counter force war. 35. Constrained force reaction salvo. 36. Constrained disarming attack. Well, we got to knock out their military. We got to hit them all over their country and all over their ships in the ocean. 37. Counter force with avoidance attack. 38, unmodified counterforce attack. City targeting threshold. Now we start hitting each other's cities. Slow motion counter city war. 39, 40, counter salvo, counter value salvo. 41, augmented disarming attack. Take out more of the military. 32, civilian devastation attack. Just knock out all the cities. 43, some other kinds of controlled general war. 44, spasm of intense war into the world as we know it. Now, we are entering the 20s here, and it moves very quickly into the 30s and into the end of the world as you know it. That's just a summary. You should go read the whole RAND Corporation report because that's still official policy, and it's basically the same policy of the Russians, and you see it following that. Now let's get into the balloon. Let's just hit these headlines. Chinese government official says that spy balloon is theirs, calls for cool-headed response. It's a negotiation tactic to at least put the test platform, we don't know if it's armed, loaded with a weapon, over the United States. Now we learn more balloons are coming, Canada reports, to track starting along Montana, right throughout over South Carolina. I'd imagine the next balloon as a demonstration will probably, they're saying, come in around the middle of the country, around Minnesota, and then go down over the Northeast. China claims to regret its civilian airship has been spying on American ICBM site. That's the cover story. Here's some of the background headline, MSN from years ago. Balloons called top delivery platform for nuclear EMP attack. China has first strike ability to meet U.S. power grid with an electromagnetic pulse weapon, 2020, delivered by balloons. Is China plotting an EMP attack? Only if it wants World War III. Well, where do you think we're going? Report, China was testing for an EMP attack on Taiwan. DHS combats potential electromagnetic pulse weapon attack. DHS.gov. China might have sent spy balloon over U.S. as a power play to prove it can do what it wants, experts say. Yahoo News. China's spy balloon over Montana is part of a larger, more troubling pattern. Dry run. Balloons called top delivery platform for nuclear EMP. Chinese balloon called dry run for EMP attack. China developing 4,600-mile hypersonic EMP missile that could plunge cities into darkness with chemical explosion. secret military documents. Trudeau invited Chinese troops to train Canadian military bases for civil suppression. Red Dawn. A Tale of China, EMP, and Transformers. America's Achilles heel. Newsmax. China's surprise. Years of the planning. An EMP attack. The Hill. China, Russia building super EMP bombs for blackout warfare. Free Beacon. Canada's ties to Chinese military underscores the weird contradictions in its foreign policy. Canadian invited communist China to come to the country to participate in military exercises. On and on and on. And they're training in Mexico. Now, why is that so incredibly important? Well, Blinken postpones China trip following balloon discovery. U.S. government monitoring suspected Chinese balloon. Now they admit it. Again, the media is like, why don't they use a satellite for that? Because it can't get through the magnetic field and most of it will bounce off. The delivery system is either from a missile or a bomb that's dropped from super high altitude, but then they don't have real control over it of exactly when they detonate it or the main effect it's going to have. And it's hard to keep those planes over our airspace. But not with a balloon. It can fly along, watching everything at once, report back the satellites, report back in basically live time to the Chi-Coms. And this is undoubtedly a dry run for an EMP attack and a saber-rattling exercise of end-of-the-world proportions. That is where we are today in the year 2023 on February 3rd on this Friday broadcast. And I am going to open the phones up specifically on this issue from Air Force veterans or current Air Force or Space Force people. If you can get through, we're only taking your calls if you've been in Space Force or if you've been in the Air Force or if you've worked in the Defense Department dealing with scenarios. I don't want anything classified or secret, plus this stuff's all out in the open. That's the whole point of the weapon, is to let us know they've got it. It's a doomsday weapon. And what is your expert take on it? And you won't have to hold long, because I only imagine this is such a small group of expertise. Even though there's millions listening, I would guess we'll have four or five callers. Maybe we'll have more. But if you've got specifics, please, no one else call. We need these folks to be able to get in and give us their take. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And if anything I've said you think's wrong or can be corrected or updated, I'd love to know about it. But the whole future of satellites is not even in satellites. It's in these balloons. They can stay up for years. They're very cheap to launch. And you can put any type of platform you want on them. And they launch these in the airstream so they know exactly where they're going. And again, many of them actually are able to use jets that are solar powered or propeller powered with solar power, small little jets to be able to move the balloon and basically steer the balloon or the dirigible, also known as a blimp. So we're going to be discussing all that at 877-789-2539. This is, again, a major escalation. And last night and this morning, they weren't getting it, but now more and more they are. I have a few clips of the Pentagon statements coming up. And then your phone calls. Please remember, we cannot do the broadcast without you. Plus, we have amazing products that really will enrich and empower your life. So I want to ask all listeners, especially those that have been on the fence, never gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to get in the arena and to get your skin in the game and get great products at the same time. At InfoWarsStore.com, our big sale has to end Monday night because so many of these products are about to sell out. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Superfilm Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. 7076 Testosterone Boost, it's amazing. 40% off. Pain MD, that's incredible. 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, next level. Vitamin C, super high quality. 1,100% daily allowance with the zinc. The Linus Pauling formula with the Nobel Prize. It goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2.5 years. Updated, even stronger, the best bone broth you're going to find. So good for your joints, your bones, your immune system, your body. It just does incredible stuff. I love mixing it in with milk and drinking it in the morning. I had a big scoop this morning, and it just makes my bones and joints that have been through a lot feel so good. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We will be right back on the other side with hour number two.
Over the past several decades, testosterone levels have steadily been dropping in males all over the modern world. Proper testosterone accounts for a man's bone mass, fat distribution, strength, and most importantly, sperm production and sex drive. Because without these last two factors, the species will not survive naturally. Testosterone deficiencies have been recorded in scores of species throughout the entire world. Estrogenic pollutants from farming, women's birth control, menopausal hormone replacement drugs, as well as chemicals such as DDT and PCBs, are all extremely pervasive all over the earth, in the soil, air, and water. These testosterone killers are making their way into the food supply, which is one more reason why it's crucial to eat an organic diet and consume purified water. While the term soy boy has become trendy, the scientific data is clear that soy does not decrease testosterone levels. Soy contains phytoestrogens, but estrogen is what men want to avoid. And beer is the biggest culprit. Hops is one of the most estrogenic plants on earth. Clean organic foods that promote testosterone production include celery, corn, cucumber, kale, spinach, radish, garlic, beef, and pine nuts. And there are several supplements that we can add to our diet as well. Zinc is absolutely needed for testosterone production. Our bodies do not make or store zinc, so we have to get enough every day through diets or supplements. This is why oysters are considered an aphrodisiac. They are a huge source of zinc. Cholesterol is a type of fat produced by the liver and found in different foods. It helps your body make testosterone by first being converted into pregnenolone, which is a precursor to all other hormones. Both pregnenolone and zinc can be found in the real red pill, along with other trace minerals that are needed as well, such as copper and selenium, which also helps to increase testosterone. The entire B vitamin complex has a strong role in testosterone regulation as well, especially B12. Studies have shown that Fidogia agrestis, ashwagandha, and Tongkat Ali all significantly increase testosterone levels. All three of these are found in 1776 Testosterone Boost. L-arginine and L-citrulline, which can both be found in Nitric Boost, do not directly increase testosterone levels, but they have been proven to increase athletic and sexual performance. And the best way for a man to increase testosterone is to maintain a fit body with lean muscle mass and to be close to a woman he is attracted to. Having regular sex increases testosterone in both men and women, and a man can boost his testosterone by 30% by merely talking with a woman he is attracted to. And products such as Libido RX and Super Male Vitality are full of natural supplements that can boost your libido and get you ready for love. Help save humanity and raise your testosterone while supporting the fight for freedom at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
And overall, the whole message right now from the people of this planet to the World Economic Forum is F off.
Tune in live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at band.video.